Good morning and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. I'm your host, Ron LaRussa. In the next hour, we've got Phil's pick, new music from a band that can count Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama among its fans, and the best rock from all eras. And we'll start with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, WMFO.
Cause
That's Linkin Park from the Transformers soundtrack and What I've Done. And up top, Tom Petty and the American Girl here. At 91.5 WMFO, good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you on this Thursday morning in another scorching heat wave week here in the Boston area. There's lots going on in the world this week. College students are returning to Boston, maybe, not 100% sure, a lot of uncertainty about that. I know that earlier this week, one decision that affected my family was that UMass Amherst decided to pull the plug on on-campus living. And so all the students who were planning to move in, I think as early as next week now, will be learning remotely instead. With that, the whole college football fall schedule has completely fallen apart this week. And it's unclear what's going to happen with public schools. And so a lot of folks who are trying to plan their fall and decide whether or not they're actually going to go back to work can't really figure it out just yet. So plenty of uncertainty. Well, it is nice to know that in these uncertain times, there's one thing we can always count on, and that is Phil's Pick. Every week at this time, I play a recommendation from my friend and music expert, Phil from Watertown. This week, Phil's Pick is Dawes. Dawes is the current torchbearer of the Southern California sound that launched bands like the Eagles, Jackson Browne, Linda Ronstadt, and others, and even the Byrds before that. And here's Phil to tell you about today's selection.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Right on Time by a band called Dawes. They're from the West Coast, and they blend that gentle acoustic style of Laurel Canyon with the romanticized Americana of the band. This song really showcases that. So sit back, enjoy, and thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Time. how badly I've been hurt. You were right on time. And out of nowhere, you were right on time. Right on time. And out of nowhere, right on time. Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, not a soul he said. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That weren't no DJ, that was haze. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it. Let the children use it. Let all the children do get. Look out your window, I can see his light. If he can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in time. There's a star.
You're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio at 91.5 WMFO. That's Jane's Addiction. WMFO, we heard David Bowie and Starman. And every time I hear that song now, I can't help but think of Matt Damon in The Martian when he's running around trying to grow potatoes. And also Dawes before that. That was Phil's pick today. Dawes Right on Time was the name of that song. And Dawes is one of many, many bands whose concert tours were canceled and affected by COVID-19. They were scheduled to open up for Mandy Moore, the actress that you probably know from This Is Us. She's also a singer before that. And when I heard that, I did wonder what the connection was between those two until I realized that Mandy Moore is actually married to the lead singer of Dawes. So that explains it. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me on Rock of Ages, where we play the best rock from all eras. And really, the format of the show is to bring it all together. Classic rock from the 70s, rock and new wave from the 80s, alt-rock from the 90s, and pop rock from 2000s and today. It's as if the album rock that many of us grew up with was still around today. And today is a pretty big day in rock history. Looking back, today, on this date, the Beatles fired Pete Best right before their first recording session and hired a guy named Ringo. Elvis Presley died on this day in 1977, if you are among those who believe he's actually gone. And also on this day in 1986, Rick Allen, the drummer for Def Leppard, played his first gig with the band after more than a year and a half after having his arm amputated after a car accident on New Year's Eve in 1985. At the time, most people figured that that was it for his drumming career, right? But the band took a hiatus, and he recovered and learned to play a specially designed electronic drum kit. And then they made their triumphant return to the stage on this date at the Monsters of Rock Festival in Britain. And Def Leppard actually went on to have some of the best years of their career after that point. I'll play some Def Leppard for you now, 91.5 WMFO.
Gypsy,
You're listening to Rock of Ages on 91.5 WMFO.
Red rain coming down, red rain
That's Peter Gabriel from his solo album, So, one of those albums you can really sit down and just listen to end, every song is really, really great and tight and beautifully produced. Peter Gabriel, WMFO. Before that, we heard Better Than Ezra and Good and Def Leppard, Bringing On the Heartache, here on Rock of Ages. Ron LaRusso with you here on this Thursday morning. It is actually not Thursday. I am pre-recording this show, and we are playing it back on Thursday morning. That's what we've been doing here for the last several months in response to COVID-19. Hopefully, we will be back live in the studio at some point. But for now, we're doing them pre-recorded and just happy to be here and bring you the show every week at this time. A public service message from the Alzheimer's Association. Is it just forgetfulness or Alzheimer's disease? Memory loss, asking repeated questions, trouble using words. When signs like these begin to affect everyday life, they may not be a part of normal aging. They may be signs of Alzheimer's, an incurable progressive illness that robs patients and their families of a lifetime of memories. Only a doctor can evaluate symptoms such as forgetfulness and diagnose Alzheimer's disease. To learn more, call toll-free today. The number is 1-888-988-9565, and that is a public service message from Tufts Freeform Radio. Time for some new music now. Low Cut Connie is a band that's been building a reputation for its live performances and, more recently, their songwriting, which Rolling Stone described as, and I'm quoting, 70s Stones, but dirtier, the New York Dolls, but tighter, and Jerry Lee Lewis. And fans do include Bruce Springsteen, Elton John, and even Barack Obama. This is Private Lives, the latest from Low Cut Connie at WMFO.
Cry.
You're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio at 91.5 WMFO. The name of the band is Night Ranger, if you were struggling to remember that one. And I think if you had to put a song from the 1980s into a time capsule, that would be a very good choice. That is a very 80s sound. Don't Tell Me That You Love Me, we heard the Beatles from Abbey Road, Oh Darling, and a new one from Low Cut Connie. And the song was Private Lives here on Rock of Ages, WMFO. This past weekend, they had one of those Hollywood auctions. I think this one was called Artifacts of Hollywood and Music, and it was in New York City. And one item that got a lot of attention was a guitar that Jimi Hendrix played in the early 60s when he was just getting started in New York City. It sold at auction last Saturday for $216,000, nearly four times what they were estimating when they were organizing the auction a few weeks ago. According to the website there, he began playing this guitar after he was discharged from the Army in 1962, and he moved to New York City. And then when he departed for the UK to start the Jimi Hendrix Experience, the guitar was left in New York at an apartment of one of his friends, who then provided a notarized letter of authentication for the instrument prior to dying a few years ago. So the guitar had a pre-auction estimate price of $50,000. It reached a high bid of $180,000. And when you factor in all the fees and all the other things, the total winning bid was $216,000. Other notable music-related items from that auction were a 14-karat gold ring owned by Elvis Presley, went for $22,000, a pair of Prince's custom-made purple boots, $13,000, and one of Michael Jackson's sequined black jackets, $20,000 on that auction. We are approaching the end of the hour, and I have been wanting to play something from Elton John for a long time. Elton John was a huge part of Album Rock Radio. It's really hard to choose what to play, not only just what song to play, but even what era of Elton John to pick a song from. But I chose this one. It's from his third studio album called Tumbleweed Connection, and it's a pretty ballad called Amarina. This is Elton John here, Rock of Ages, WMFO.
My lady, Almarina's in a cornfield, riding in the debris, living like a lusty plow, running through the grass for hours, rolling to the hay, whoa, like a puppet child. Upon each other, I can see you sitting eating apples in the evening, the fruit juice flowing slowly, slowly, slowly down the fronts of your body, living like a lusty fly, running through the grass for hours. And when the rain falls down, watching out the cat on town, and she's far away somewhere, in her other down, and she dreams of crystal streams, of days gone by, when we would lean, laughing, fit to burst, upon each other. Nestle in the cradle of your cabin, my arms around your shoulder, whoa, the windows wide and open, while the swallow and the sycamore, whoa, are playing in the valley. Oh, I miss ya, Amarina, like the king bear misses honey. Each other. And when it rains, the rain falls. each other. Oh. Lately, I've been thinking, oh, how much I miss my lady.
Before the huge glasses and the big feathers and the outrageous outfits, there was Elton John, the balladeer, and that was from his third studio album, Tumbleweed Connection. Amarina here on Rock of Ages at WMFO. Well, that is all for me, Ron LaRussa. Thank you for being here again. I really do appreciate you listening. I look forward to doing this every week. I understand things are going to cool off a little bit out there, which would be nice over the next couple of days, so enjoy the weekend, and we will be back again next Thursday at this same time, doing the same thing. Till then, take care and have a great week.